Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
It's a ruling expected to have a huge impact on the biotech industry. The U.S. Supreme Court has decided that companies cannot patent human genes. The case stemmed from a Utah firm, Myriad Genetics, which had claimed patents on two genes. To discuss the ruling and how it could affect research and testing on the human genome and medicine, we're joined this morning by Eric Lander. Lander is president of the Broad Institute, a Cambridge nonprofit focused on genomic medicine. Lander is joining us from the city of Petra in Jordan as he's in the region for a scientific conference. Eric Lander, good morning, and thanks for speaking to Morning Edition.
Good morning, Bob. Great to talk to you.
Let me ask you, you filed a friend of the court brief in this case arguing that genes are the unambiguous products of nature, meaning they can't be patented. The court pretty much upheld that view. Why do you think that's the right decision?
Granting patents is an important thing to incent inventors, but if we grant patents on things that nature has already invented, it's really not good for patients, it's not good for science, and it's not good for industry. We've got to distinguish between scientific discoveries about nature, which should be freely available to everybody, and real inventions of humans. And I think the court got it exactly right for patients, got it right for science, and it got it right for industry.
The court ruling does, however, seem to leave the door open for patents on methods of isolating genes and also for creating synthetic genes that aren't necessarily found in nature. Do you think that's the right decision? What do you think of that possibility?
I think that splits it correctly because it creates a lot of incentives for people to invent new things, but it leaves open and free to everybody the DNA sequences that you find in nature, most importantly, your own DNA information. So everybody can go find out anything they want to about their own genetic heritage and really can't be stopped by patents.
So let me ask you about the business of genomic research, because we know that in the greater Boston area, it is pretty much big business. Do you think the ruling will impact business negatively or positively? Is this going to be a chiller for further research on human genes, or will it encourage new research?
Oh, to the contrary. I think it'll encourage research tremendously. The only businesses that'll be negatively affected by this are those relatively few businesses whose plans involve having patents on naturally occurring DNA for diagnostic purposes. Companies whose business revolved around saying that they had a monopoly on reading your DNA. So I know many companies that were avoiding working in areas because they were concerned about the confusion of all the different claims that had been staked on different parts of the human genome. Since those claims are all now invalid, I think they now have a clear path to go and invent things that really benefit patients.
But what about people who invest in companies that do genomic research? Are they going to be chilled by this? Because it's got to be pretty clear to some of them now that some companies are not necessarily going to be able to recoup the billions of dollars or the hundreds of millions of dollars, at least, that they put into this research because there's no longer the possibility of a patent on the final product.
Oh, that's not true at all. That's not true at all. You can get a patent on using a piece of human DNA to, for example, make new kinds of drugs, new kinds of therapeutics. No one has said in this decision that you can't get that. This only affects diagnostic applications where a company stakes its business on the idea that they're the only ones who can read your DNA for a particular gene affecting, for example, in this case, breast cancer. So I think this probably affects a couple of dozen companies, but I think it really lays open now for patients an unambiguous right to find out anything they want to about their human genome. And I think we'll see now many new diagnostic companies coming into the space and competing to offer services to patients and thereby decrease the costs. A lot of the worry we had here was that Myriad Genetics was charging $3,000 to analyze one gene, when in fact for $3,000, you could sequence somebody's entire human genome. But people were worried about the patent claims. Now that there's no such worry, I think the costs for diagnostic testing will fall, and I think patients will have access to that information, and I think it will have no negative effect at all on the really important aspects of the biotechnology industry, which involve developing therapeutics or developing new methods. I think this is one of these cases where the court, acting unanimously, understood the science and got it just right.
Eric Lander, thank you very much for speaking to Morning Edition. We appreciate it.
My pleasure, Bob. Take care now.
Eric Lander is president of the Broad Institute, a nonprofit focused on genomic medicine. He also teaches biology at MIT and Harvard Medical School. He joined us on the line from Jordan.